Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Save the Life with Pastor Cheryl Faxon, where we go through the process of there, process of faith, where we're walking and watching God's word for our life, the call for what He's purposed for us manifest in a way that blows our mind but causes us to be a blessing to nations and every generation. It is a place where the word of God is proven in our life as we believe it. And as we digest it daily and we apply it to our life, we see the manifestation of God's purpose revealed in us in a way that demonstrates and shows His power. And it's awesome because He changes us line upon line, precept upon precept, faith to faith, height to height, depth to depth. And He takes us to a place of spiritual maturity and growth. And as we apply the word and believe the word of God, the journey that He takes us on causes us to be a blessing to so many people, and it's awesome because only He can do a thing like this. We can't do it ourselves. It's a faith journey, and as we listen to the word of God and we apply the word, we see God in a greater capacity. We've been looking at ordinary people in the Bible, ordinary, everyday folks in a different century, different timeline, but the same process of what we're going through. It's a faith walk. And we watch them not as superhuman Christians, but as people who's making decisions, making choices, and following God's will. And even in their wrong choices and not listening or speaking to God about things that they should do because of the word that God has called them to, because of the word that He's spoken over them, He still performs in them the word that He says. And in the midst of themselves, He saves them from the present surroundings, their enemies. And He makes sure that the enemy does, the devil himself does not destroy them, but they become and walk into the place where He's promised. So that gives us encouragement and lets us see that even as we walk every single day and we sometimes make wrong decisions or we don't allow the right words of encouragement to come from our lives and our mouths, God still, because of the word that He's spoken, performs what we cannot perform. So we're going back to the book of Exodus, and we're seeing the life of the Israelites. And I want to speak with staying in a place too long. We spoke with one of the things of Exodus is staying in a place too long, whether it's spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, relational, wherever it's at, staying longer than what you were intended to. Children of Israel were not supposed to stay in Egypt the entire time because God had purposed them to leave, but He knew that they would not, so He already made a way for their escape, already made a way for them to be what He called them to be and purpose in their life. So there's times when God will call us to something and we stay too long. The danger in staying too long is that you become comfortable with the situation. You become comfortable with the circumstance. You become comfortable with the lifestyle. You become comfortable with whatever it is. And in being comfortable, what happens is you get complacent and you no longer reach for anything outside of what you know. You no longer go outside of what you know. You don't want to talk anything outside of what you know. And what happens is you conform to the image of what the circumstance, the situation is telling you instead of the word of God. The Israelites went through this. Even though God had delivered them from Egypt with using Moses as their deliverer, they still wanted and desired their Egypt. They still constantly during their walk referred back to their old place, that we should have stayed in Egypt. It was better in Egypt. We should, it was better that we died in Egypt. And so they kept going back to a familiar place and desiring that more than the place that God has called them to. There are many times that you might be in a place or have been in a place that you've gotten used to, you've gotten comfortable with, but God is calling you out of it. And even though you're shifting, if you obey Him, to a place that you've never known before and it's unfamiliar, trust the word and the will of God and the voice of God for your life. Never revert back to the place that God has delivered you from. Because in going backwards, you're not able to see what's ahead of you and you're always going back and embracing the bondages of the past. You're going back and embracing that which God has delivered you from, and it's basically you being casting your pearls before the swine because you dare to trust that which is familiar, that is not good for you, or that has not been beneficial, or that is not the will of God for your life, over that which God has already assigned as his best and his blessing. The familiar place means I don't have to try. I don't have to go any further. I know how this is going to work. I know how this is going to pan out. I know what to expect. I know what to look for. I know what my return is going to be. I know how to work this. I know how to make this fit into whatever I need it to fit into. The going into the place of the unknown means I have to trust and depend on God. And I have to trust that he's going to be good to me and that I can't do this on my own, that I depend on him to show me his goodness and lead me to the place of the still waters, of the green pastures, of what is best for me, to grow me up and to stretch me, to maneuver in me the will of his will instead of my will, for me to submit. And that submission means I give up my desire to try to figure this out and work it out myself, and I trust and rest in the word that has been spoken, even though I can't see it manifesting or I don't know how it's going to manifest. I just know it's going to work out for my good. This place that God calls us is a place of stretching because it makes you reach for more. It gives you a hunger and a desire for more. And you have to get rid of fear and doubt. You have to get rid of the things that wrestle with this place of shift, this place of yes, this place of obedience, this place of going forward. You have to get rid of every crippling thing that will cause you to hang on to the clothes of your past, the place of your past. So you have to make sure that you move in the direction that God has called you to and that nothing hinders you, that you're not allowing the old familiar places and even fear and even the fear of success or change to hit your life. The Israelites had gotten used to a certain lifestyle, a certain daily grind. They had gotten used to knowing what their day was going to consist of. They had gotten used to knowing what was required of them in that day. They knew exactly what was expected of them, and nothing was going to change. They knew that they were going to be hit with hard things, but they had already girded themselves up to just receive and accept the things that they were going to get hit with and cry out to God when it got too much or became too hard. But they never, ever, ever really wanted to be delivered in the sense that God was trying to deliver them. God was not just taking them out of a place. He was breaking the bondage of enslavement over their life in the spirit and in the natural. They did not want the spiritual part. They still wanted to hold on to those things that they had learned in idol worship and lifestyle with the Egyptians. They just wanted to be delivered from the taskmasters and from the slavery and doing hard work in that sense. But they did not want to go into the place and possess what God had told them with the requirement of obedience and loving God. They still wanted to bring in the idols and the clothes and the mindset and the behavior and the character of slavery, even though they had been set free from it. They still possessed an enslaved mentality, mindset, heart, behavior, conduct, everything in them still reverted back to their former life. And it didn't matter how good God had been, they still wanted to go back to that former place. And you have to be very, very careful when God is delivering you from something and he has delivered you, that you don't go back and pick it up because it's the known place, the familiar place, the place where you're comfortable, the place where you don't have to accept or you don't have to stretch or be stretched in any magnitude. But everything around you is a place where you already know what's going to happen. When you shift to the place of more, you shift to the place of greater expectancy. There's a greater requirement. There's a greater relief. There's a greater authority. There's a greater responsibility. and there's a place of trust that you have to walk in that your flesh does not want to. Your flesh wants to always revert back to what is easy, doesn't want to stretch. It's even as if when you're going out to the, getting ready to say, you're getting ready to get in shape for the season of spring, and you start getting yourself, your mind saying, I'm going to work out, I'm going to set this routine up, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make sure I do this 3 to 4 times a week, and I can do this, and you get yourself ready. But when the first day comes, your physical mind, your physical body tells your mind, you can't do this. This is too much. This is too hard. There's got to be something easier. But you know the only way to become healthy is more than just doing exercise. It is a lifestyle change. You have to change your eating habits if they're wrong. You have to take in more water to put some things down. You've got to exercise. You've got to change your mindset about how you see food and exercise so that you can be a success, not for temporary, but a long life, because it's an ongoing process. And people don't want to do that because they want an easy way out. So it is in the spirit. When God begins to stretch you, when God tells you to come higher, you can't revert back to what is easy and familiar. You've got to let that go, let that die, let that be the thing that is left back in Egypt, left back in the place where you've been enslaved in your mind and your emotions, whether it's rejection or fear, whether it's perversion, whether it's oppression and heaviness, depression, whether it's sickness and disease, whether it's relationships that fail, whatever it is, God has delivered you from it. And when he's delivered you from it, you don't go back and pick it up. Because that's familiar, that's easy. You go on and embrace the place of unfamiliar walks, being retrained again, learning again how to live this righteous life. We are constantly learning how to live righteously because we were born in iniquity, shaped in it, so sinning was no problem for us. But now we're in a new environment. Now we're in a new place. We're in a realm that we've never been before. We're living a life as a Christian. And because of that, we have to train how to live, how to walk, how to talk, how to love, how to give, how to relate on a different level. And the higher we go on into God, the more we have to be tested in the fruits of the Spirit on every level to prove and refine them, that in, on that level that we're on, the justification of that anointing, of that endowment, of that wisdom, that knowledge, that strength, that peace, that joy, that understanding now being authenticated because we're learning lessons, we're being stretched, we're being tried on that lesson and that level. And to pass the test, we are endowed with more. God entrusts us with more because we're being stretched on another level. You've got to use your everyday life to let God stretch you. You've got to let the things that come in your life to be stretched in you so that you can see the goodness of God and the word of God being reproved and defined in you. You can't go back to what's familiar. If you want to change in the relationship in the house with the children and you begin to pray the prayer, as you begin to apply the word of God, God will require something in you to change, to shift. He will require something in you to die. He will require that a new eyesight on how you see things. So don't get complacent. Don't get used to the familiar. Go on to the place of possession and get what God says. Thank you for joining me for Favor Life today. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxton, and thank you for going through the process of there with you. Join me tomorrow at the same time as we go through the process and believe God with more in Jesus' name. Amen.